Let's talk.
So after a long day, I am home from work, and my, am I tired. It is so crazy how a full day of running around can really burn you out. My thoughts for myself is to figure out a way to create some relaxation. My fiance, by the way, is such an awesome man. He really does so much for me, and I really do appreciate him in so many ways. This is the first time I've ever been where I actually have someone constantly just loving on me, catering to me, and doing things for me, which is odd because I still find myself, he's not at work with me, so I guess that makes sense. And I come home from work, I'm just so exhausted, and he's just like, he doesn't mind whatever, like rubbing my feet, back, hand, and that's so awesome. Oh my goodness. But my stress that built up at work is just, it's phenomenal. I have to find a way to manage it because it's affected my health. And that I really don't want. So lately I've tried to work on some music or just go for a walk. I do a little reading. Maybe I should take up a lot more reading or something to maybe clear my head. I listen to music. Some of the other things that I think would probably work very well is things that I used to do, like painting and drawing and just a few things, that anything that will just divert my attention from what I've experienced through the day. You're stressed, you've worked a lot at work when you start dreaming about work, and that's not good because it just takes that much more out of you when at night you really should be relaxing. And when you find yourself not relaxing, that's not good. So I do pray before I go to bed. Just some practices I have to think about doing. Exercise, drink plenty of water. And my goodness, I'm not doing enough, I know. But the slight change, just any change, is a big help. That way I won't overwhelm myself thinking, oh my goodness, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. I want to focus more on what I am doing, how I am changing, how I am making progress in my life. And I thank God for that. I have to give God a great amount of thanks for that. Second in my life, my husband, my fiance, soon to be husband. I love him. He's a generous and loving individual, and his love language is to serve and to give, and he just gives me all of him, and I just so appreciate that. And I in return do the same for him. I love on him, and I show him that same compassion to show him that I am grateful and not, greedy. Okay, you're doing all this for me, I don't have to do anything. I've always been a person who gives anyway, and it is different to have somebody to give back or give before I even have a chance to. So it is awesome. So hopefully after multiple days of work, I'll be able to find other ways or even incorporate the little things that I do now on a greater level, just being able to relax. Because oh my goodness, if I ever start venting about stress at work, then you know that I've really gone overboard and I'm not focusing or I'm not relaxing at all. But it's just the little things. It's the little things. We're getting older every day, and we don't even realize that some of these things that we go through throughout our lives are really taking time off of our life because we're getting older. So, we're not getting younger. So every day is very important. So my goal, my prayer for myself is to find ways to be more available to myself, think for myself, do things for myself, just enjoy myself and not hate everything that I do or hate every decision that I make or something like that. I don't like when I do that. So I want to look on the positive side, and I encourage you to do the same. So if you're having a very hard and stressful day at work, find ways to brighten that. Find ways to relieve that stress. Go for a walk. And this may not be something you want to hear, but, you know, incorporate a healthy sex life. I mean, that definitely works. As long as that person belongs to you. Just going to say that. Anyway, blessings to you all. This is Tia Lachey signing off.
Let's talk.
Tia Lachey, y'all.
Tia Lachey, y'all. Tia Lachey, y'all.